Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Suspect, do you have a problem with that? We'll take your calls. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Around the country, it was a weekend of rallies, demonstrations, and memorials, with the nation still reeling from last week's ambush attack against police in Dallas and the deaths of two African-American men at the hands of law enforcement.
The weekend saw demonstrations in support of racial justice and expressing grief for two African-American men who were killed by police. Op-ed columnist Charles Blow says protesters are seeking to improve American society.
They're saying, we believe in the perfectibility of the system in which we live, and we are going to put pressure on that system until it changes. I think that is a patriotic thing, and I think we can't overlook the idea of that and how that fits into the American narrative.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
After cutting short a visit to Spain, President Obama will travel to Dallas tomorrow.
He warned against Americans getting caught up in the rhetoric of the extremes.
There's always going to be some folks who say things that are stupid or imprudent or overgeneralized.
On CBS's Face the Nation, however, NAACP President Cornell William Brooks says the problem is epidemic.
Where you have 509 people who lost their lives at the hands of the police this year, 990 last year, we are at least 24 people ahead in this grim calculus.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Hillary Clinton's campaign is making it official now. Bernie Sanders will endorse her tomorrow.
The Clinton campaign says Bernie Sanders will join her Tuesday at a high school in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a state where Sanders defeated Clinton handily in the primary, where he'll tell his supporters it's time to get behind Clinton and to defeat Donald Trump in November. Sanders' endorsement will come a month after the final primary. Since then, he's pushed for Democratic Party policy agreements on higher education, health care, and a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. Sanders has not said yet he'll endorse Clinton, but told reporters Saturday the two campaigns were coming together and to stay tuned. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Something was different at a gun show in Richmond over the weekend. For the first time since a new state law took effect a few days ago, Virginia State Police were there providing voluntary background checks for gun sales between private parties. The new law went into effect July 1st. State police can now perform background checks on behalf of private sellers who want to ensure that they are selling or transferring firearms safely. Montgomery County wants to regulate how people list their homes on Airbnb and other sites.
Listing your residence on a short-term rental site is illegal in Montgomery County, but lawmakers like County Councilman Hans Reimer know that people are doing it anyway, so he's introduced an amendment.
That's a fairly restrictive amendment, actually, because it says you can't buy a house and then just have it be a full-time short-term rental house. It has to be the house that you live in.
The issue will be discussed further at a council meeting later this month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And four people have suffered bruises, but no one was gored in the fifth running of the Bulls in Pamplona. More than 1,000 people took part in the 8 a.m. run today, which lasted 3 minutes. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,147, the Nasdaq at 49,57. Sports' Daniel Murphy hits his seventh home run this year against his old team as the Nationals beat the Mets again. The Orioles keep their two-game lead intact in the AL East with a win over the Angels. WNBA the Mystics lose to LA. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, okay, the good news. Dale City, southbound delays and accident cleared. Northbound, however, we're still slow into Woodbridge. And again, from Lorton to get up onto 395 and through to Shirlington. We've had two separate problems on 395 this morning cleared. And again, slow from Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, each direction of the freeway, southeast-southwest freeway, slowing. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway past the Little River Turnpike slow. You get a little bit of a break and then hang on. As you're heading toward the toll road, you'll hit that stop and go toward the Legion Bridge. Chantilly, we've been talking about the crash on 50 East on the ramp to 28. Looks like that's mostly over to the shoulder, but had multiple cars involved in that one. Accident on 66 East after 234 Business. That, too, was cleared to the shoulder. We've been busy topside of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, but currently incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should be a good drive in, good drive home, as lots of sunshine is going to dominate our forecast seasonable temperatures, which means we'll be where we should be. And that's about 89 with an east-northeasterly breeze. 70 tonight, showers late tomorrow, maybe a thunder shower, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Vienna, 66 in Germantown, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to take your temperature on something. The police in Dallas are actually, in some quarters, getting a lot of flack for their decision to use that police robot to blow up the shooting suspect. I want to know what you think about that. That'll be coming up in 30 minutes. I'm Brian Wilson. I'm joined in studio today by Mercedes Schlapp. Larry O'Connor taking a few days off to be with family. Be back later this week. Mercedes, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm switching from green tea to coffee pretty quickly.
All right. Joining us on the line, Lanny Davis. He's a co-founder and partner of the law firm Davis, Goldberg & Galper. By the way, a former White House counsel during the Clinton years and a good friend of Hillary. So, Lanny, we heard the report from the former the FBI director about Hillary Clinton's decision not to go forward with any charges and recommend a case be made. But we did also find out that many of the things that Hillary Clinton has been telling us all along turned out not to be true. Given that, do you think it would be unreasonable to strip her of her security clearances given the way she badly mishandled classified data?
No, I don't. But before I go on and explain my answer, may I congratulate Mercedes for losing the pulling of the straws and getting the privilege of sitting with Brian and putting up with his difficult questions of nice people like me. So good luck, Mercedes.
No, we're getting along famously. But why shouldn't she have her security clearances stripped?
You didn't mean Mercedes. You meant Mr. Craigman.
No. When I worked at the White House, I followed the rules. I'm sorry.
Well. First of all, I want to clarify the record and then explain why she should. The one most important aspect of the director's contradiction of what Secretary Clinton had previously said that got a lot of meat was when the director said, despite her having said repeatedly that she never sent or received marked emails, he found, he said, very few, but nevertheless, very few that were marked. That was on Tuesday during his press conference. On Thursday, he actually withdrew that statement and said the three that were marked had little C's on them, and he admitted that an expert in classification would have looked at those emails and decided they were not classified.
But there was a lot of classified data that everybody agrees upon. She should have known was classified that was on that private email server.
Okay. So fair enough. Hate to say, Brian, sometimes you're fair. You're always nice, but sometimes you're fair. And the answer to that is the should have is a subjective judgment, which I respect. Some people say should have, would have, could have.
But how
so
do
let
you
me give you?
But
no,
Lanny, how do you
give you one alternative? Go ahead, Mercedes.
How do you answer that question? That Comey made it very clear that the handling of her emails and of classified information, I mean, she was extremely careless. It equates gross negligence. I mean, how can you possibly defend that?
Well, I sent a column to you guys that's going to be published on Thursday that takes a very strong position looking at facts that not only was she not extremely careless, I don't believe it's fair to say that she was careless, but let me explain for two reasons. But I do respect people who think that she should have noticed that an email was classified. Number one, those emails that she received, over 100, that are now retroactively said to be containing classified information, were sent to her by over 300 professionals, most of them career non-political appointees within the State Department.
Lanny, the problem,
the problem here was
that it was on a server that she established that was not secure.
Brian,
if it had been secure, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Let's deal with this server, valid point, but just let me do one more sentence, please. The 300 people who are in professional positions, most of them career, who sent her those 100 plus emails that are now deemed classified, sent those emails in non-classified channels because they themselves did not regard them to be classified at the time they sent them. So if you call her extremely careless, you would have to call the same 300 career professionals who sent those emails. So I just
doubt that would be extremely careless
is an accurate term unless you're willing to apply it to all 300 who sent her non-classified channel emails that people now say should have been noticed as classified.
You know, I know you're a good attorney. You know the law. And you would know conflict of interest if you saw it. I know that because, Aunt Lanny, that you would never want to involve yourself in something that had the appearance of conflict, that you would think about things like this. Can you believe that former President Clinton and the Attorney General met on the tarmac in Phoenix for 30 minutes behind closed doors at a time when the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton, and she was the target of their investigation? And in fact, as far as we know, Bill Clinton himself is a target of an investigation because the Clinton Foundation is being probed.
Well, first of all, I hate to make history twice by complimenting you and hurting your ratings by my saying something nice about you, but you're right. President Clinton and the Attorney General both agree that you're right. This is even more historic. It was a mistake optically. I agree with the, certainly believe the Attorney General when she said nothing came up that even touched on the investigation, but the optics were terrible, and both President Clinton and the Attorney General agree with you, Brian. Sorry to tell you that you're on our side on that one. That was a mistake. But can I go back to your question on the server? I don't want to filibuster, but if you want me to, I'll address the server.
Quickly.
So the server certainly was, in retrospect, a mistake for it not to have been fully cleared by the State Department. But I would at least ask you, on facts alone, you can have your opinions, that the server that Hillary Clinton used, according to the Inspector General, who was quite critical of her, and the FBI Director, who called her extremely careless, both of them said, despite extensive forensic investigation, not a scintilla of evidence that her server was ever hacked by anyone, whereas the State Department server, let me finish my whereas, the State Department server that everybody says she should have used, we know definitively, was hacked many times by the Chinese and Russian hackers.
Listen,
so as to the security issue, I think it's very clear to me that the State Department server, as of now, is riskier to have been used than her own server.
I also know from talking to experts about this that it would have been almost impossible in some cases to tell whether or not it had indeed been hacked. Because the people who were doing it are so sophisticated that they know how to cover their tracks.
So,
of course. But the FBI director addressed that, Brian, and he said we had the most extensive experts reviewing the hard drive and all the firewalls, and they could find no evidence of any hacking of her server. But we know with 100% certainty that the State Department server has been hacked by the Russian and the Chinese. So which is
I know you're
right
trying
now,
to twist and turn the whole defense on Hillary Clinton here, but we do know that she was traveling abroad using this device abroad. The fact that that even Comey said that it could have been possibly
extremely likely, yes.
Extremely
yes.
likely it could be hacked. I mean, don't you feel, Lanny, that she was putting our national security at risk time and time again?
Again, it's a fair question, Mercedes, except as of now, she could have, possibly, is the word he used.
But don't you think if she would have followed the rules that she wouldn't be where she is at this point?
Yes,
and the other point is in terms of Congress, was she lying to Congress?
Well, you asked me a question. Let me answer. The answer is yes. She says she made a mistake. She should have followed the rules. But only the FBI director says possibly, used the word could, fair enough. As of now, we know no hacking ever occurred while she was abroad, but we know that the State Department server that you say she should have used has been hacked by the Chinese and the Russians. That is a fact, Mercedes.
Okay, look, very quickly, I think she should have her security clearances, which she retains when she left as Secretary of State. She should be stripped of those. And I honestly believe, Lanny, that she should not be given security briefings, as is customary, once she becomes the nominee of her party. I mean, honestly, if somebody has been extremely careless with this stuff, why in the world would we continue to let them play in that arena?
Well, first of all, you're entitled to your opinion. I always respect your opinion. We have a disagreement. But if you take that opinion, you would also have to equally say all 300 of the professionals that sent her the emails that allegedly...
Right, we need accountability.
Hold on. You got to let me finish.
Okay, but we...
That allegedly contained 100 classified emails would also have to be stripped of their security clearances. In fact, none of them were extremely careless. All of them made a judgment that these emails did not contain classified materials because they were not marked classified. And I think that at the very least, Hillary Clinton has said I made a mistake.
All right.
That's where we are.
We're way over, Lanny. We got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us. It is always interesting when you drop by. It is now 8:17. We're way behind schedule, but you know, it always happens when he comes on. We have to engage. We can't let these things go by. Standing by with details from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center is Jamie Witten. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And Alexandria on the Beltway inner loop after you come off of the Wilson Bridge. That crash is gone, so we're getting better on the actual bridge span. It's still the normal delays now that we have before St. Barnabas Road to the Wilson Bridge. Let's continue that Beltway inner loop in through Annandale. We have delays coming off of 95 toward the Little River Turnpike and right near Braddock Road. Crews are reporting a crash, and I'm looking for that in the cameras right now, too. So inner loop near Braddock Road, accident 66, the volume 270, nothing reported in the way. Outer loop from College Park to George Avenue, heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of sunshine today, a high of 89. Tonight, clear sky, 70. Tomorrow, 88, but a 40% chance of rain. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 818 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, it always happens when Lanny's on, the phone lines light up. We're going to take some calls in just a moment, 818.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It has hurt Lanny Davis, and I'm very strongly of the opinion that she should be stripped of her security clearances. Anybody else
would have had this done, right?
And she should not be getting national security briefings after she becomes the nominee, as is the case by tradition for people. Once they clear the convention, they start getting the national security briefing.
Well, you know what? And Americans agree with you, Brian. Right. They believe, a majority of Americans believe, this poll just came out that Hillary Clinton should have been charged.
Sarah and Chevy Chase, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp today. You say you're a Democrat. What did you think about what you just heard?
It was even painful for me to listen to that interview. I guess a couple of the main points. He said that 300 people had emailed Hillary, therefore they all must have been careless. Okay. She was the secretary of the department.
Well, Lanny's
standard for carelessness, but he's saying she's now absolved because everyone under her followed her what she did.
Well, Lanny's throwing up, a false straw man there because, it's not, you can't exchange classified data in emails. You just can't do it on an unsecure server.
That's
why is there an unsecure server? It's because she chose to set one up.
And remember, the State Department IG was the one who came out that said that Hillary Clinton, she failed to follow the rules in regards to her private email system. So she is very much at fault.
I guess the main thing that really bothers me about this is I'm in my 50s. The thing I would have liked people to have learned from President Nixon is not to do things in the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not to do things that required you to burn your records or delete your tapes. What we seem to have learned, a politician, is to make sure that no one could ever subpoena their records.
As a Democrat, you're troubled by this. What are you going to do when it comes time to cast your ballot?
I was in favor of Bernie winning the nomination. I'm also taking a serious look at Donald Trump. But I thought Bernie, at least, there's some things in his that I wasn't too fond of. Free college for everyone. I didn't really see that as a doable thing. But at least he was willing to confront the status quo,
right,
these trade deals, money in politics, things like that. I was a little bit concerned with how he was going to do it, whether it's going to be equal on both sides or not. But
all right. Well, I think you and a lot of other Democrats are having that conversation right now. Sarah, thank you so much for playing and calling in. We appreciate your comments. The boards are lit up, and we're going to continue with your calls in just a moment. 8:22.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Summer vacation season upon us. Is your home protected while you're away? And how much are you paying for your security service if you have one? You need to stop paying too much. If you're paying $30, $40, $50, you're paying way, way, way too much. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free, so you'll start saving immediately. And right now is the best offer you get. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. This is the best offer. This is the Cadillac offer from Ackerman, folks. If you switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st, you'll get 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. So it doesn't cost you a penny to change over, right? Then immediately, because you're going to be paying less, you'll be saving money that way. But you don't have to pay anything, not one red cent, for the first 6 months. What are you waiting on? They got 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. Call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. And remember, make the switch by July 31st. Get up to 6 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the D Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
White Oak, be careful if you're on 29 coming southbound. Let's see some volume out of Fairland heading off and on past New Hampshire Avenue. Now, we typically see this in the morning, but in the backups, report of a crash. South on 95 slows. It's going to be south of the ICC. Merge on the each loop of the Beltway, that inner loop into the Sun Glare. Outer loop over to Georgia Avenue. 270, once you get by the delay at 109, a bit sluggish south of Gaithersburg toward the lane divide with travel lanes open. Oh, travel lanes are now open. George Washington Parkway commuters, hang with this here. Northbound, if you're coming, say, from the Key Bridge area, heading up towards Bout Run, accident out of the travel lanes. 395, our third problem of the morning, had been the accident near Edsel Road to the shoulder. Quite slow through that stretch, heading into Shirlington and the 14th Street Bridge. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
The rain risk is zero today as we kick off a new work week with a little north-northeasterly breeze, a few clouds, otherwise lots of sunshine and numbers in the upper part of the 80s. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is 826 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mercedes Schlapp in for Larry O'Connor. People want to talk after Lanny. Let's go to Richard in Alexandria. Here I'm with Brian and Mercedes. What do you think about this idea of taking away her classified security clearances?
I think it's a great idea. Good morning, Mercedes and Brian, everybody out there. I think it's a great idea. I mean, if we have to take away 300 other people who were acting recklessly with classified to ensure that Hillary and her cohorts didn't have access to classified, so be it. Furthermore, I work government IT. The only reason why Lanny's able to filibuster about the State Department being less secure than Hillary's is because the State Department has sensors that tells them when they're being hacked.
Yes.
Hillary doesn't know they're being hacked, so therefore he can claim in ignorance that, you know, because of a lack of evidence, that Hillary server is more secure. But without by the way, they also have keyword sensors that detect when classified is being transmitted.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you know it better than I do, but thank you for the call. Greatly appreciated. It's 828.
More jackpots, more often at Live Casino. Each junior jackpot is a chip off the old block of giant jackpots. It starts at $5,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $10,000. Just be playing at an eligible slot machine for your chance to win. Another way to win big. Junior jackpot and giant jackpots, only at Live Casino. Always on. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com.
At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. We have successfully settled our clients' back taxes for a lot less. Direct Tax Relief is a BBB A-plus rated company. We also offer price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. The consultation is free, so call 800-472-5110. 800-472-5110. 800-472-5110.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Well, the police in Dallas are being criticized in some quarters for using a robot to blow up the shooting suspect. How do you feel about that? Was that a proper use of that technology, or was it too, as some have said, militaristic? We'll take your calls. It's all coming up after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. In Dallas, we now know it could have been much worse. The police chief says shooter Micah Johnson appeared to be planning something much larger and deadlier.
We're convinced that this suspect had other plans and thought that what he was doing was righteous.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown telling CNN the killer was plotting larger scale attacks.
He was going to make us pay for what he sees as law enforcement's efforts to punish people of color.
Bomb-making materials and a journal found inside the home of the deranged gunman suggest he was practicing detonations and aiming for larger targets.
Correspondent Victor Blackwell, the White House says President Obama will meet privately with relatives of the Dallas police officers killed last week. Mr. Obama is scheduled to travel to Dallas tomorrow. Vice President Joe Biden will also be there, along with Dallas residents George W. Bush and his wife Laura. What should Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton be doing or saying in the wake of the Dallas police tragedy? Well, as little as possible, says the former mayor of Dallas, Ron Kirk.
Policing is the ultimate responsibility, at least policing at this level is the ultimate responsibility of mayors and police chiefs. It's what we live with. It is our first order of business. And yes, we want support, but I would rather have them be silent and thoughtful and empathetic then try to rush the judgment and say, oh, here's all the answers.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is apparently about to pick up the endorsement of her rival Bernie Sanders. The Sanders campaign now confirms that he'll appear with Clinton at a rally in New Hampshire tomorrow. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,147, the NASDAQ at 49.57. Sports, the Nationals head into the All-Star break with a 6-game lead over the Mets after a win yesterday. The O's have a 2-game lead over Boston and Toronto with a win yesterday over the Angels. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing. The kids are swimming and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll take you around the Virginia Beltway on the Inner Loop Braddock Road with the crash. They're trying to get all that to the shoulder, but still with some flashing lights. We're jammed as you come out of Newington, past Braddock Road, but that delay continues toward the Little River Turnpike. Heavy off and on in the Tysons area, toll road to the Legion Bridge. 66 had the crash in Manassas after Business 234. That had been on the shoulder for quite some time and just still haven't recovered. Each direction of 234 slows to get up to 29 in the Battlefield. Nothing reported along the way, though. Chantilly, we're still trying to recover north on 28 as you come up to 50. We had the crash, had 5 cars involved, so they needed several tow trucks to get there. To the Wilson Bridge, you're back near Route 5, so plan ahead. We still have that heavy morning commute. Same story, topside through Silver Spring and through White Oak currently. Still with delays passing New Hampshire Avenue, but crews are saying they didn't find a crash along the way, so just keep alert through that stretch. Metro Rail, now in addition to Safe Surge Track number 3, today's the last morning for that, they've had a couple of problems. Expect delays. Inbound passengers at Crystal City Pentagon. They had a delay with the train. Greenbelt Yellow Line trains, they had brake problems, so expect delays there as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the week as we'll continue to see sunshine dominant. Clear sky with a few high clouds. 89 today. Tonight down near 70. Tuesday, partly cloudy early. Then increasing clouds with late day showers, maybe a thunderstorm. 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Vienna, 75 in La Plata, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Probably a 15-minute plan they put together to improvise our robot with a device to detonate behind the corner within a few feet of where he was that would take him out. And I approved it, and I'll do it again if presented with the same circumstances.
That's Dallas Police Chief David Brown, who was talking about the decision to use the robot with an explosive to kill the shooter in Dallas. In some quarters, that decision is coming under some criticism, and I want to know what you think about it. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you think it was a proper use of that technology? Do you think it was improper to do so? I would love your opinion. Get on the phone right now and let us know. It's Brian Wilson alongside Mercedes. J.D. Slapp, who's in for Larry O'Connor today. Mercedes, I want to quote, if I could, from the New York Times, who has done an article about this. And here's what they say. The decision to deliver a bomb by robot stunned some current and former law enforcement officials who said they believed the new tactic blurred the lines between policing and warfare. They said it might have been an excessive use of force and that it sets a precedent, adding that they were concerned other departments across the country might use the same tactic. Quote, the further we remove the officer from the use of force and the consequences that come with it, the easier it becomes to use that tactic, said Rick Nelson, a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a former counterterrorism official. It's what we have done with drones in warfare. In warfare, your object is to kill. Law enforcement has a different mission. So the New York Times found some people who don't like this idea of using the robot. The chief made a very clear why he did it, and he made a very quick decision, and in my mind, the right decision. I'm sort of surprised about this discussion that the use of the robot was somehow inappropriate to take out a man who had shot 12 people right. and killed 5 police officers.
Right, and you have to ask yourself the question, well, it's a bullet that comes out of a gun. That's going to that's distance, creating distance between the officer and the gunman. At this point, I think that Dallas Chief Police Brown made it very clear they had to outweigh the risk and with the outcome. And here it was, the fact that they had very grave concern that more officers were going to be killed if they didn't take the action mm-hmm. that they took with these robots. I just find it fascinating that this has become one of these ethical arguments that you're seeing happening right now because of the mere fact that what was happening in Texas this past week literally was like a war zone, and they had to respond. The officers had to respond accordingly, and the key here was to make sure that that gunman couldn't kill any more officers, any more innocent lives.
More from the police chief.
We had negotiated with him for about 2 hours, and he just basically lying to us, playing games, laughing at us, singing, asking how many did he get, and that he wanted to kill some more, and that there were bombs there, so there was no progress on the negotiation.
All right, what do you think about it? Did the police do the right thing, or was it too much? Jim and Goldvein, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp this morning.
Good morning, Brian. I think the police did exactly the right thing. They were up against a trained military operative who was using wartime tactics to take out the police. To me, it's very similar to the logic Harry Truman used when he bombed Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Yeah, it was an extreme use of force, but he did it to save a lot of lives. And that's exactly why the police chief did what he did in Dallas.
All right. Thank you for that, Jim. How about Mike in Springfield? You're on with Brian and Mercedes. Your thought?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Police tactics have changed much over the years. They've incorporated many new technologies, SWAT teams especially, special weapons and tactics, the use of tasers. Technology's changed. The police are charged. Their sole purpose is to keep the peace and protect the public. That is their sole purpose. In times, officers sometimes have to shoot a person. It just happens, okay? That doesn't mean that is their sole purpose and that's what they're out there to do. Sometimes they have to use force, sometimes they don't. When they have to use force, they don't have a choice.
It was the first time, however, that the technology had been used in police situations in this way. I understand it's a military tactic, and it's been used in war zones before, but never within the United States. So you don't have any, you don't have any issue.
No, not at all. I mean, look at the police officers use spikes to stop high-speed chases. We've limited the amount of damage that a person can do from high-speed chase, the protection of the public.
Right.
Tasers, instead of shooting a suspect now we can physically take them down without harming them and without endangering the officers.
All right.
Pepper spray.
All right. Thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. John in Arlington, line 6, you're on with Brian and Mercedes this morning.
Hello, this is John Remington.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John. You're in Remington.
Hey, I agree with the use of that. Basically, and there's a major difference between use of drones and the use of this device. Those police down in Texas had eyes on target, and instead of risking other officers' lives to go in and take this guy out, make the fight unfair. You know, take him out. The drones, I question the use of drones, and because of I question the protocol with eyes on target.
Yeah. Well, in this particular case, the robot has a camera, and they were talking to him, and they were very, very close to him, so they knew exactly, you know, what he was up to, and they could see, as he said, eyes on target.
Well, and the amazing use of technology, robots were used to determine whether there was additional shooting, for example, in the San Bernardino mass shooting last December. So there is a sense about smart technology that this is an area that we're obviously getting more and more familiar with here in the United States. And I think the question will become, will this be more of the militarization of the U.S. law enforcement, which is, I think, the bigger, broader question that we're seeing. And it was interesting because the New York City Police Commissioner Bill Breton said on yesterday that there should be a broad policy discussion on whether the law enforcement should resort to these types of tactics.
I don't think that there's any discussion. If the guy is not going to give himself up, if he's a threat to others,
but don't you think
and you can't
be reviewed?
Take him out without getting a police officer hurt, you do what you have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a no-brainer to me. I'm actually quite surprised at this discussion. But we'll have more of it in just a moment, 844.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now, and why do I do it? Because Thompson Creek Window Company, they design, they build, and install the best windows in town. I've been to their factory right off the Beltway. I've witnessed firsthand how each window is custom made like the for your home and our unique climate. And one of the best things is that there are no middlemen, which saves you money, plus saving all the headaches from mistakes that come along with having too many cooks in the kitchen, if you know what I mean. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year, taking 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now. Start saving by calling 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK for new windows. Thompson Creek is the best choice. They'll come out for free to show you why the Thompson Creek window is the right choice for you, and you'll be amazed. The number again, 855-57-CREEK. 25% off every window. Take action now, 855-57-CREEK. 845, time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 95 southbound. Just a little bit of volume as you try to get on to the Beltway interloop into that sun glare into College Park. But then hang on, you'll be slow into Greenbelt. If you're continuing, say, Beltway over to the Wilson Bridge and through Alexandria, big delays on the Beltway still back near St. Barnabas Road, top side of the Maryland Beltway. Once you get through Silver Spring, you're good to go. Earlier crash near Old Georgetown Road, that's been cleared. Heavy volume across the Legion Bridge, mostly out of Virginia for the slowest stretch on the Dulles Toll Road. No problems reported. Eastbound, just the slow merge on through to the Beltway. George Washington Parkway commuters, here's what you're dealing with if you're heading northbound past the Key Bridge. Earlier crash near Spout Run gone, and you know what? That delay actually has cleared out. So northbound, you are good to go. Southbound near Spout Run, we just have that heavy morning volume heading to the Key Bridge and into Georgetown. 395, still pretty thick of it here in the rush hour coming out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 395, we've had three separate incidents this morning. The latest one at Edsel Road should be to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry start to the week as we'll continue to see sunshine dominant. Clear sky with a few high clouds, 89 today. Tonight down near 70. Tuesday, partly cloudy early. Then increasing clouds with late day showers, maybe a thunderstorm, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees, 847.
He was in a position such that they could not see him. He was secreted behind a brick corner. And the only way to either get a sniper shot to end his trying to kill us would be to expose officers to grave danger.
That's the Dallas Police Chief, Dave Brown, explaining why they used the robot. A lot of people are criticizing that decision. What do you think? Was it the right way to go? I mean, apparently, I heard one thing that said, well, we may not be able to get much in the way of toxicology on the subject because there wasn't much left. So he was taken out with extreme prejudice. There's no doubt about that, by C4 on a robot. Was it a good idea or, as some people have said, too militaristic? Bill in Crofton, you're on with Brian and Mercedes Schlapp, filling in for Larry O'Connor this morning.
Good morning, Brian and Mercedes. I've been in law enforcement over 28 years, and I think we probably need to stop signing off on everything that police departments do. That was a wartime move, which I think that chief gonna later on regret. Just as easy as they sent in a bomb.
Why?
Well, with that, well, my answer is just as easy as he sent in a bomb on a robotic machine, he could have also sent in gas. He could have sent in stun grenades. There were all kind of tactics. So when America started to sign off on those tactics, remember, if it was done there, it can also be used in other situations, you know, against Americans.
Does it change your opinion, Bill, to know that he had threatened, that he said that there were bombs in the building? So if you send in people to get close, you are sending people into a place that might have been, you know, with IEDs all over the place, and they could have been killed by an explosion.
Well, as I said before, he sent in a robotic device carrying a bomb. He could have easily sent in a robotic device carrying gas, carrying stun grenades. There's all kind of tactics police have at
their disposal. That's a good point.
There's all kind of tactics.
All right.
So, again, he's setting a very bad precedent for departments all over this country. And then citizens going to have that cry again when police go in and use those tactics.
Right. All right. Thank you for the call, Bill. And as a police officer, you know, I take your point. That's interesting. Carmen in Aledo, Texas. You're on with Brian and Mercedes this morning. Hello, Carmen.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey. I think it was absolutely appropriate. I mean, here's a person filled with hate, already took in out five police officers, and here's law enforcement that put their lives on the line every single day. How many more families had to be destroyed? I have no problem with it, you know. And, you know, if he was going to possibly set off other bombs, you know, we didn't know if he had detonators or anything like that. So if you put in gas, you know, that could have had a chance for him to push, you know, a detonator. We don't know what he had there. So I had no problem with it.
All right, Carmen. I'm with you on that one. I understand it was an extreme action. It was also an extreme situation.
That's right. And the Dallas Chief Police Brown said it, that he approved it. He would do it again if presented with the same circumstances. There could have been more lives lost. And really, I think they were running out of options, Brian. I think that's where they had to move.
It is now 8:51 on WMAL.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse. Does a crossroad in life have you ready to upsize or downsize your living situation? Maybe you're combining households, need to relocate, or you've inherited real estate but aren't sure how to capitalize on it. Maybe you're even a do-it-yourself landlord who's tired of all the work. In any case, Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, has you covered. Their rent estate advisors can show you how renting with a best-in-class property manager can give you much more financial freedom in the long haul. Because all they do is rent homes, never buy buying or selling. They're masters at finding quality tenants, rent collection, maintenance coordination, inspections, you name it, they do it. And Renters Warehouse Property Management is just $80 per month in Maryland, Virginia, or DC. So think bigger. Find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370. Talk to a rent estate advisor. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Stress is one of those overused terms for sure, but there's something for all of us to learn when studying it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Study after study has shown that workplace stress can be deadly, but a new report offers a new reason why. Your boss. British researchers recruited 155 employees of a Danish post office, asking them about their attendance and to assess their manager's leadership style. What they found was that, quote, transformational leadership, which can motivate employees to perform above and beyond in the short term, could actually make them sick in the long term. The problem is threefold. Employees were expected to come to work even when they were sick, making them sicker and taking longer to get better. Plus, they got other employees sick as well. Look, it's always important for managers to motivate employees to do their best, but never at the expense of their health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Meet George Jetson. Actually, it's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air, who thinks the future ain't what it used to be.
Well, don't you feel a little cheated? I mean, it's the 21st century. Where's my jetpack? Well, fortunately, the heating and air conditioning business puts Snell at the forefront of technology.
Okay, Dave, so where's my talking thermostat?
Trust me, those things are so 5 years ago. These days, we've got really high-tech thermostats and comfort systems. You control them via Wi-Fi or smart devices, you know, while you're on vacation or before you head home from the office.
Ooh, shiny. What else?
Indoor air quality products are huge. Electrostatic air cleaners, ultraviolet air disinfection devices, high-tech humidifiers. Snell has it all. Zoom around our website at snellheatingandair.com for all the details. Or ask the next time one of my stand-up guys lands in your neighborhood.
And remember, when you think futuristic heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 Centerville, this is starting to be a regular occurrence. The crash is westbound 66. Before you get to 28 in Centerville, stay left to get by. Eastbound, still with the heavy rush hour in effect, continuing through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and the Vienna Metro. Now on the inner loop of the Beltway, as you come out of Newington, we're bunched up through Annandale, had the crash near Braddock Road. That should be to the shoulder now. Again, slows from 66 to the Legion Bridge. Maryland heads up on 270 southbound out of Frederick now. We're starting to really see those delays intensify almost right as you come off of 70 to the crash south of Route 80, Urbana. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Should be a good drive in, good drive home, as lots of sunshine is going to dominate our forecast seasonable temperatures, which means we'll be where we should be. And that's about 89 with an east northeasterly breeze. 70 tonight, showers late tomorrow, maybe a thunder shower, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, it's 8:56.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-815-6052. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-815-6052. That's 1-800-815-6052.
I'm here with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, to talk about a new Veterans Administration plan to improve access to health care for area veterans and reduce VA wait times. Now, what can you tell us, Dr. Cook?
Today, too many veterans are waiting to receive health care in the VA system. In May, VA presented an important plan that would improve veteran health care and reduce wait times at VA facilities. The proposal would give veterans direct access to high-quality nurse practitioner care, and the proposal is now open for public comment.
Well, how can we make sure local veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have direct access to nurse practitioners?
Well, I would encourage listeners to submit their public comment to the VA supporting the proposed rule before the July 25th deadline. In a few clicks, you can write the VA at www.veteransdeservecare.org and tell them that you support their plan for patient-centered, high-quality nurse practitioner care for our veterans.
Thank you, Dr. Cook. Listeners, that's veteransdeservecare.org, sponsored by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Mercedes, thank you so much for sitting in here today on behalf of Larry.
It was fabulous. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. And coming up is Steve Malzberg, who is in for Chris Plant this morning. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Brian. Well, a new poll out on Hillary and the FBI. And did you hear what Rudy Giuliani said about Black Lives Matter? It's all straight ahead. Don't go away.
All right. We will see you back here tomorrow morning, bright and early, for more of Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson. Have a great day.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station.
Where spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.